Now, there was a question as to whether or not we were sending our crack team of reporters to the gathering, the Insane Clown Posse gathering this year. We are not. We've gone 2 years in a row. And, you know, the gathering of the Insane Clown Posse, you know, it's kind of the same thing. You know, it's the same crowd. So we feel we've covered it, Robin, to answer your question.
I'm glad that we get that cleared up, at least. If I want coverage, I'll have to do it myself.
Yeah, you'll have to get your own coverage of the gathering. But we love Insane Clown Posse. I love that Juggalo thing. I love the Juggalo community. I love the word Juggalo. Juggalos are fans of the group Insane Clown Posse. And the group consists of two white guys who dress up in clown makeup. I wasn't sure if Shaggy 2 Dope was white or not. I couldn't tell through the clown makeup. But he is, in fact, white, Robin.
I knew that.
You did know that?
I thought you could have been...
I thought you asked me.
I'm confused. Yeah.
You asked me if Shaggy 2 Dope was white. Shaggy 2 Dope and Violent J. By the way, this is I'm Gonna Kill You by Insane Clown Posse. First, I slap your head with a bat. The bloody splat. Crack with impact. Right?
Yes.
Robin's favorite song. Actually, you love their Christmas music. It's called Santa's a Fat Bitch.
Santa's a fat bitch.
Why do you love that so much? Santa's a fat bitch.
It's a catchy tune. Put you in that holiday spirit.
You love Santa's a fat bitch. Anyway, we're not going to the gathering this year, lest anyone think we were. The big music festival they throw every year. Absolute chaos, as we've learned in the past. Drugs, drinking, titties.
It's almost like Wing Bowl.
Yeah.
Titties.
A lot of sex, public sex.
Yes, public sex and titties. You name it, it's going on there. Wolfie went 2 years in a row, and he learned some of the crazy things that happened. Here's a quick montage, by the way, of things that happen at the gathering. You want to hear the montage?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Give you a montage.
What's the craziest thing that you've seen so far at the gathering?
This year? Yeah, some dude stapled his nuts to his leg this year, but yeah, previous years I've seen people cut his nipple off.
I've seen a girl get fisted in her vagina with a handful of glow sticks.
How many glow sticks went into her vagina?
Probably like a good 6 to 12, dude. It was gnarly.
Most fucked up thing I've ever seen at the gathering was some bitch during a t-shirt contest, I think is what it was. Shoved a cucumber up her ass and then kind of shit it back out, and this fat guy in the crowd took a bite out of that motherfucker.
There was a guy that was working the carnival rides, and somebody slipped him a couple of hits of acid without him knowing it, and he freaked out and he stabbed his boss a couple times because the boss wanted him to work late.
Did the guy die?
No, he got like punctured his lung, and he got another stab wound somewhere, but he didn't die. But the guy that did it definitely went to jail over that. I know that.
I changed my mind. Maybe we should go this year.
You know, things are only going to escalate.
Yeah. Every band playing sounds crazier than the next. Here's a list of the performers this year. Maybe we should go.
It's the terrifying and ultra fucking dope Suicide Boys. Ghost Mane. Mushroom Head. Twisted Insane. The beautiful deranged Butcher Babies. Anybody Killer. Misery. Get ready to sweat with CNC Music Factory.
How the fuck did they get in there?
How did they get in?
It was Suicide Boys, Ghost Mane, Mushroom Head, Twisted Insane, Butcher Babies, and CNC Music Factory?
Right.
Everybody dance now?
Back with the face. Pajamas live in effect, and I don't waste. I don't think they're going to do well there.
I think Peter Paul and Cunt Scab are going to be there this year. I'm pretty sure. Opening up is Homicidal Hymen. I'm almost positive, Robin. Maybe we should go.
Where do you find this music?
Oh, it finds you. I thought they had some interesting parties and contests during the festival, too. Maybe we will go.
You can also get
crazy
live.
Well, now you're talking yourself into it.
Yeah, I know. Listen to this.
You can also get crazy live as you twerk your way to greatness at one of the chaotic and loud parties, including Shaggy's Juggalo Pajama Jammy Big Ass Bubble Blowout Jam, the super pimped out Cruising the Barrio Psychopathic Soldiers Bash, the wild and no expense spared Juggalo Yacht Club Wine Mixer Weekend at Yachty's. We also have super live contests where you can win dope prizes, including the best campsite competition, Juggalo Catch 21 game show, art contest,
wow,
wet t-shirt contest, lingerie contest, the crazy ass Juggalo Gong Show,
yeah,
costume contest,
tattoo
contest, Juggalo Family Feud, the prestigious and world-renowned Super Miss Juggalette pageant.
Yeah, don't miss the baby pool full of glass. Great rides. Say the N-word in front of a black person. The Draw Muhammad contest. Make pottery with your feces. And so much more. And free face painting for the kids. I like that whole vibe. Sounds like fun.
No, it doesn't.
One of the biggest acts this year is Clownvis. You've heard of Elvis?
No. Clownvis?
Yeah. He dresses like a juggalo, but he sings like Elvis. Clownvis. And there's a comedian tent. Wait till you hear who the headliner is.
Who?
I think this comedian... Here, listen.
You'll also be able to catch the super dope comedians this year, like the king of clowns himself, Clownvis. Finally, we bring you one of the funniest comedians of our time, Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, my God.
Does he know he's involved?
Oh, my God.
Good luck.
That's going to be, it truly is insane.
It's insane. They live up to their name, ICP. Some bands just have kind of a half-ass attitude toward their show, but not ICP. They always try to outdo themselves.
24/7, they are insane.
Yeah, you have to give them credit. Gilbert Gottfried will perform inside a shark cage.
With Clownvis.
With Clownvis.
Oh, my goodness.
How long will he last on stage, Gilbert?